It is another day, another big time best ball draft here on Splash Play. Draft number 70 for me on the year, but it is another Johnson's World, the Best Ball Mania 5, where there's $1.5 million of first place. And I am starting out bright and early, guys. So you know what that means. We've got a room full of randos, though. It does include our guy Mike Zakarian, does some fine streams in the NBA streets for himself. But besides that, nobody else I know in the room. So we'll see what we get going today here, bright and early. Surprise start for Splash Play, as I warned. I warned yesterday, I don't want every BBM entry to have the same names in it. I need some variety, I need some spice in life. Will that choice end up hurting me today? We're going to find out. We're going to find out, baby. I feel like what's going to happen, honestly, is like, in the rooms here where we have a lot of our sharp regular drafters, they usually love to pick up all the good values, take the players. In these rooms, there's a bunch of people, no badges, you know, guys I don't know. Could be some more sniping going on. Could be some more of my hubris coming back to bite me in the ass. So we will find out over the course of this next hour or so how it's going to go. Sneaky, sneaky. What up? What's good, boys? Yes, that's why you got to have your notifications on for Splash Play, because you never know when I'll be a wild card and go slightly earlier than usual. We got Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson. You guys know who I'm in the bag for here. It's Team JJ. I don't believe Chase should be above Jefferson. I still will take some Jamar Chase from time to time, but I'm not in the mood today. I want some Justin Jefferson. So mentioned in the headline of the video, the title of the video, I'm going to talk a little about guys that I don't have enough of so far. And I would actually think that Jefferson might be one of those guys I just don't have enough of yet in BBM. It's hard to keep in mind, too, as somebody that does try to mentally track my stuff more so. Obviously, there are tools you can have your exposures on the screen for yourself. The Brick Draft Caddy, Spike Week, I believe, has a tool as well. But you can certainly, you know, have those on the screen to tell yourself stuff. I instead like to go through manually, make sure I'm kind of aligned where I'm supposed to be. So far in Best Ball Mania, though. All right, so I've only got one share of Justin Jefferson so far. The guy, though, that's on the thumbnail that I have no shares of, and we'll see if we can get him at ADP, Stephon Diggs. I am low on Diggs right now, high on Nico Collins, I think because of the fact that Nico Collins' ADP has come up enough that he kind of feels like you should take him before Diggs. I still prefer Diggs overall as a play, so that's one thing I'm trying to correct mid-flow. But in general with BBM, obviously I take a lot of guys every stream here that I like a lot, guys that I have the most faith in, guys that I think are in not landing spots or undervalued according to ADP. I take a lot of those guys, Marshawn Lloyd being one. I notice a trend for myself of taking in like every possible situation. But a lot of this exercise really is like balancing yourself as you go, trying to play other outcomes. We played a few different outcomes yesterday that I'm not normally playing, but in general, I would say that that is where I'm at mentally right now, that I'm 11 drafts in BBM. I got to start being a little more mindful about it. You don't really have to be, I guess, to be the one thing I would say as a caveat. You don't really have to worry about your exposure until half your drafts are done. Even sometimes 100 of your drafts are done out of the 150 if you are going to 150 max it. But I do like trying to be aware of what I'm doing and potential flaws in my process as I go if I can. Chunk is jumping in a drafter's draft, so if anybody wants to do something to feel a little something to say, I hope that we can feel without the world of best ball drafts, but who am I to judge as a man that also likes to feel solely through best ball drafts? Olave going, but this might be my least favorite 1-2 turn that could exist, and it might be the norm coming up soon. Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave. Chris Olave was going in the late 20s for all of the big board. He's come up to a point where he's getting drafted now at pick 13. What has he done for himself that makes me think that Chris Olave is suddenly 15 picks better? Nothing, nothing at all. It's just casual drafters putting some things together, I think, as we're coming into BBM. And I don't know, man, I don't get it. And I think Olave could be fine. Like there is no, you know, less target competition there. Theoretically, Michael Thomas being gone is a pretty big thing for them, but you know, there were some connection issues with Derek Carr that lingered through the earlier parts of last year. It seemed like they figured it out at certain points in the home stretch, especially as Derek Carr didn't have to worry about Taysom Hill coming in, taking quite as many snaps the last few games of the season. But I just don't think Olave should be going ahead of Harrison and London. I don't think Garrett Wilson should be going ahead of Harrison and London, really. But Chris Olave, too? No chance. You didn't hear the news? Derek Carr got 5 years younger last week. Yeah, 5 years younger and also significantly better. The two things he had going for himself. All right, Ben here, GMs. It's GMs here, bright and early start today. Just trying to get a different look for myself in terms of the room, because look, this is my exposures. What I'm putting out on stream are the teams that I'm going to have to fucking look at for the next 6 months of my life. So, I guess 7 months of my life. So I got to make sure it's good. I do like Davante Adams at pick 21. But I really would like to get some more dig exposure. I'm low on Adams too. whatever. Just because I put a guy in the thumbnail doesn't mean I have to be locked into taking him. So I'm going to take Davante Adams. Few picks after ADP. A Justin Jefferson, Davante Adams start. I wouldn't say unique, but it doesn't feel bad by any stretch. Adams for Adam. There we go. That's how you know I'm really supporting you in the chat. Random thought, are we still drafting Taysom Hill as a tight end on drafters? Asshole is a cheat code of points last year. His workload went down to be my caveat, but it depends what the ADP is. I've not drafted on drafters so far this year. If he's going like 170s, 180s, I think it's okay. But he definitely as a QB, obviously where he is on underdog, he's out of play. I presume he's also a QB on DraftKings. So somebody can correct me on that because I've not drafted on there. It either been focused on the underdog side of things the most. But I think he's draftable if he's going 170s, 180s. It just depends what's there, though. Like, are you taking him over Ben Sinnott? I would say no. Are you taking him over a Noah Fant? Maybe. All right, we're not going to get Diggs today. He goes to 24, which I expected when I took Adams. Need to get more Diggs. Today will not be the day. But I need to get more Adams, and today will be the day. So that's the trade-off. Yeah, Adams so far got one share of Davante Adams, which, you know, is about in pace with where he should be with how many drafts I've done. But I would like to make sure that I'm going to take Adams because I do think he's a guy. I'm going to have a little bit of a blind spot, too, in this range. I feel like I'd rather get Diggs, would rather get Neighbors generally. So Adams, I got to make sure I'm getting my taking my vitamins with that one, eating my vegetables, so to speak. All right, Jefferson, Adams is my team. Neighbors and Diggs goes like the first hole, the one hole seam. That's the first hole. I don't know why first hole sounds so much dirtier than one hole, but the first hole seam is doing some interesting stuff. McCaffrey, Diggs, Neighbors. I do like that start. All right, Mike Evans goes. We could do another bet on DJ Moore, who I feel like he's pretty much flat ADP-wise. Jalen Waddle doesn't do a whole lot for me, though. I guess it could make some sense to maybe make the bet against Tyreek with where we picked. But I'll go DJ Moore again. I am happy to get Chicago Bears if I can. A full stack works for me. Parts of the Bears work for me. That's basically where I am at with the seam. So Justin Jefferson, Davante Adams, DJ Moore. And frankly, if you get Minnesota, Chicago, week 17, Chicago's defense is probably going to be a little bit better. Showed some signs of life at the end of last year. But if you get Minnesota, Chicago, week 17, two offenses I think are going to be good this year and pass at a high rate as well. That could be fun. Obviously, who knows? But Minnesota, Chicago, maybe that could be a week 17 matchup. What else is there? Oh, DJ Moore, actually. Interesting to note with DJ Moore. So yesterday, Chicago Sky game, Caleb Williams out, Keenan Allen out, Romo Dunze out. They're watching Angel Reese, the hot new star, both literally. she is very sexy, but also she is the big new star of the WNBA alongside Caitlin Clark. I would say those are she's definitely a number two to the number one there in terms of like the star power. But those guys showing out, going together. Where's DJ Moore? I didn't see DJ Moore photos at the game. Is DJ Moore not hanging out with the boys? I feel like, yeah, we're talking things that can nickel and dime in ADP. Keenan Allen's falling. Romo Dunze's falling. DJ Moore's not going to WNBA games, and he's hanging tight. I don't know. Think about it. All right. I don't know what you're saying, but okay, sure. I mean, is DJ Moore not a second-round pick? Put up career numbers last year with Fields. Competition's heavier, but I just feel like his upside is through the roof this year. The issue for me really is that Odunze, with where DJ Moore is in his career, Odunze should be taking some of those routes that have been DJ Moore's biggest successes, the downfield balls especially, where he's been really good. So that would be my main concern for DJ Moore is just that, you know, you're having a guy coming in who is a good athlete, is somebody that Caleb Williams wanted there. He does similar things to you. And now you're not going to WNBA games with the boys. I don't know. I like DJ Moore. I get it. But I think that he was a guy who's throughout his career really has benefited from there not being competition for his targets. And that was the same case last year. Now there's competition. So we'll see what happens. I think DJ Moore is a fine player. I'm willing to buy him in Chicago, but I think him going to third round, I think it's perfectly fine to me. I don't think he's not a guy that should hold tight as Keenan Allen and Odunze fall. I don't think that's the correct thing for him, personally. All right, Josh Allen at 41. So that's interesting. You don't really see this one happen too frequently. This guy has a good shot to build a unique team. You got a falling Drake London, Amon-Ra, and Josh Jacobs at ADP. Nothing too special there. But I don't think I've seen Allen go 41 once, let alone behind Patrick Mahomes. Like, what? I get what this guy's doing. I don't agree with it. No, thank you. If you're getting Travis Etienne at 42 and Josh Allen at 41 as QB3, this guy's got a shot to do something fun with the team. If I were him, I guess how I would handle that if you end up in a situation like this one, I'd be trying to really double your advantage with Bills. Like, you shouldn't reach for Keon Coleman, but you should make sure you leave this draft with Keon Coleman, Samuel, Shakir. Like, you're trying to load up on Bills here to take advantage of the fact that you got Josh Allen at this discount, where we've seen Josh Allen in stream rooms go in the mid-20s, getting him at 41. I can't recall a single time that's happened. It's a good one for him. All right. 0-0-3-0 here. Slight dip on Lamar that perhaps Jux Ice is thinking about seizing. No, he goes McBride. I actually wanted McBride there. All right. What do we do here? Lamar would be a slight faller here. Could be interesting, but we're set up for so many late stacks that I don't think that works for me. Not the biggest Pickens guy in the world. I think this price works for me and Keenan Allen. It's not the market price. I'm taking him ahead of ADP, but let's just get our Bears guys and see what these two or these three guys kick back to me. But I really, Pickens doesn't do it for me. Pacheco, I was thinking about there. Cook, to me, should be coming down. Some rumors already coming out there. And this is what I thought was the concern point for Ray Davis coming in. There's a shot that Ray Davis could just be a pure handcuff. But we're now getting signals, some reports out there, that the Bills might be expecting him to be more of a goal line back. And they feel like that Cook can be the finesse back. Davis can be the power back. So I think Cook is right now a little bit overpriced. He should probably come down to the 50s. But that news, I don't know if that news is going to hit people enough to move the ADP. But in terms of how I would price him, I think he should be behind Pacheco now, who has no real competition for anything. All right, the Diggs neighbors guy. This guy's got a fun start, man. Oh, I love this for him. He's burying himself a little bit at receiver, but Diggs, Stroud, Mixon with McCaffrey and neighbors. That is a very fun start. Some unique rooms for guys here today that I guess... I don't know. I guess it's also because of not having regulars in this room. We're now getting people able to absorb some of the value around me. Unfortunately, not me, but that's a nice little team in the one hole. I would not be mad at that. All right, 0-0-4-0 here. So we have all the players that I was thinking about kicked back to me anyway. Pickens at 48. Taking him here at 52. Does that do anything for me? Running back could make sense. I don't often go running back right here. But I could also build a team I'm happy with. And I think McLaurin, it's a 10-pick ADP difference. You know how I feel about this. McLaurin's not coming back to me. I would rather have McLaurin over Pickens. I don't know if I have that reflected in the Spags rankings right now, because I do try to account for market prices a little bit more. But I've got Pickens at... Now, I've got Pickens at 56, and I put McLaurin where... 47. So actually, my rankings do reflect that. ADP does not. ADP definitely says Pickens over McLaurin. I don't agree with it. All right, so the team so far, a 0-0-5-0. So we can go extreme 0-RB again like we did yesterday, or we can cut us off here, try to make some pivots. We'll see what comes back to us to make that decision. But Justin Jefferson, Devontae Adams, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Terry McLaurin. So we're live for Chicago stacks. We have bailouts. If we want to do a Raiders stack, want to do a Minnesota stack, obviously, Jaden Daniels, I'm happy to continue scooping up, at least until he gets to, like, then I don't even know where he'd have to get. He'd have to get to the 90s before I'd stop scooping him, really, as aggressively. But we're set up for all the things I want to do, so that's where we're at. Of course, guys, started early here today, and that's going to happen sometimes just to give myself different looks for the sake of my portfolio, as well as for the viewers out there. I have heard your guys' critiques about when we have the same people in every draft, so it is a two-pronged thing for me here. So sometimes drafts will start a little bit later, sometimes will start a little bit earlier. Always going to be going, though, at around 11 a.m. every day here, of course, Monday to Friday, new drafts here on Splash Play. So please subscribe down below. Please hit that old like button, leave a comment as well if you're watching after the fact. All that helps out quite a bit here for me as an independent proprietor trying to make it work. A little girl in a big city here, throwing my hat in the air like Mary Tyler Moore, trying to make it work here. So your little engagements on YouTube matter a lot for me, even though they feel like little bits of nothing. Helps you get seen by more people. That's what we need. We need more. I need more people to come in and think I draft like an idiot. That's what I'm hoping for. Yeah. Yeah, indeed. Do I think James Cook is cooked? I don't think he's cooked. I think he's just, it's not a, you know, it's not an ambiguous backfield by any stretch, but I think there is a real risk point that Ray Davis plays like strong version of him, like plays like the tough version of James Cook. And I think that's something to me where I saw the body types. I've seen the film. I think they look very similar, except the fact that Ray Davis finishes runs. He's a plus EPA rusher in the red zone as well. So like he could be the goal line back. I think playing Ray Davis as the goal line back, as long as the price doesn't get to like the 110s, I think Ray Davis, that's the move I would try to do. Ray Davis has escaped me a lot in drafts because his ADP is not reflective of where he's been going. A lot of the rooms I've been in, fucking, this is crazy. So Richardson at 63, huge value there too. This guy's going up to take Mahomes, awful pick. Like a really, okay, you're trying to build out a KC stack. Both Detroit running backs too. I don't know, I guess it might not be a bad team, but it's not good usage of ADP. Interesting teams in this room, though. I'm glad that we're going to see some different approaches here. I do think, you know, the Josh Allen drafter, he got his little correlation with James Cook. Taking Kyle Pitts, we'll see if he could stick the landing with his very discounted Josh Allen. One hole with the Houston guys, with Stroud, Mixon, Diggs, and then also McCaffrey on top. I think he could really be cornering the Houston offense in a way that people are sleeping on a little bit. Like the one holes team. Interesting teams to watch here. This guy going McBride and Kittle. Okay. Rashee Rice, by the way, another fucking crime issue for him. I can't do another Chicago receiver. I could do another Minnesota receiver, but then we're an extreme zero RB. Oh, this is going to fuck me, man. I believe in it, though. I do believe in it. All right. I think we're live to extreme zero RB again. 0060 here. A Minnesota double, a Chicago double with Adams and McLaurin. I like the team a lot. I think that it could have been nice to take a running back here, but this running back pocket, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But it's not my favorite running back pocket in the world. Ayo, indeed. Ayo's for all. Welcome aboard all. Matt Hartman, GM, love the content. Catch all your drafts. It was a 12-hole yesterday on draft 69. Missed the day as a CD, a Monrod, the 1-2 turn. Everyone hit the thumbs up. Shout out, Matt. Appreciate that. Kind words. And I don't recall you doing anything stupid in that draft. So shout out to Matt as well for being a good drafter. Of course, if you are new to Underdog as well, this is going to be your last couple of days before they change the promo code over. I think it actually might be tomorrow. So if you want a full deposit match, it's $100. Take advantage of the promo code SPLASH right now in Underdog. They'll double your deposit. I was hoping Aaron Jones is going to come back to me, but he does not. But double your deposit to $100. Starting tomorrow, it's going to be a variable one. That's 50% of your deposit match. So if you are trying to get $100 match, today's the day to do it. So do it. And we'll obviously update the old ad copy coming up soon. All right, I think this works for me. Not necessarily what I wanted to do. I would have rather have gotten a little bit more correlation with Minnesota and Aaron Jones. We'll go Zamir White, though. We'll say that he could win this role. Paying a mid-70s price tag feels very tough for a running back that is not good, but that is what that is. Got to pay the price. Speaking of price, Rashee Rice's price, where he's going to go with another criminal issue. You now got to think we're locked into a half-year suspension for him. He's got to drop to the 110s. It also should make Worthy more valuable. Worthy's price tag I hate, but 61 for that role, he's probably absorbing a lot of those Rashee Rice routes immediately. You're also opening things for Marquise Brown. Rice being gone is a very, very huge thing, and he is ruining his career in a way that I guess people knew in college a little bit. He had some issues at SMU. He wasn't a high enough profile player that we knew about it that was being reported on a lot. But there were some team issues there. And now it's, now it's not looking good. He goes to pick 80 here. I really think I got to think it's a half year. And a half year should cost you a lot more in ADP. I think he should be like that Mike Williams range personally. If that's the assumption we're going to make. That note, Lamb went the one hole in drafters. Okay. Hey, look, I have no issue with Lamb 101. It's obviously, you know, you're making a bet against McCaffrey. I would take my McCaffrey shares where I can. For me, when I get the 101 on drafts this year, you will see me take McCaffrey because I want to be with the chalk bet at a chalk level. I think it's the most likely outcome, but it's also one that everyone is expecting. So for me, your job as a drafter is to build a big portfolio that's going against that McCaffrey assumption, even the Niners assumption, but really that McCaffrey assumption at 101. But, you know, to me, I still think you want to get 8% of them. I don't think you want to be under the field on McCaffrey. Even if you got to 10% of them and you were a little bit over, you could do that and not love them, but you're making the chalk bet. It would shock me unless McCaffrey gets hurt, obviously, which we don't know. It would shock me if like there wasn't a 25% advance rate for McCaffrey teams. It's just when they get to the playoffs, like they're very vulnerable. So that's the issue. Chalk running back in the playoffs. All it takes is them putting up 17 in a week where your 10th round, 15th round, Kyren Williams in the 18th round, where those guys put up 20, 30, and then you're dead. Helps a lot more for the course of a season than it does in a one-week playoff kind of scenario. I don't even know. The penal system should field a team? Sure. I mean, it worked well in longest yard. I don't see why not. They got the talent. They got Rashee Rice coming in. And who else is a criminal enough? Who else wants to step up to the plate? Be part of the new expansion franchise in the Dallas jail. Really, though, for Rashee Rice, man, he could just be like bad luck. You need somebody in your life, man, to go like, hey, dude, you're ruining it. You could have just hung on for a couple more years and been 10 times over millionaire. And now you're in this situation. Really would have liked DeAndre Swift to fall to me. He sometimes does go mid 90s, but this guy with Saquon and Kenneth Walker, he needs to keep evening out the profile here, taking a running back. So bit of a bummer, but Swift undervalued at ADP anyway. So what are you going to do? I got a pick coming up here. We're going to get some running backs here. That's good news. Caleb here too. Probably need to take him at some point. All right, Najee, no fifth-year option for him, though. He goes Zach Moss, probably better early-season production, which this team will need. Jonathan Brooks, probably better late-season production, which this team will also need. I'm going Jonathan Brooks just because it does seem like his recovery is going to trend to him coming up in ADP. Throughout the summer, Zach Moss, I think at some point cooler heads will prevail and people will get that Chase Brown's going to get a good amount of work. So we're going to go Jonathan Brooks here. And obviously, we're trying to push Caleb back. So if one of these guys snipes me on Caleb with no correlation, then that's not great. But that's what you got to do. If there's no logical reason for these guys to take Caleb, we have to try to make them be logical. We're going to walk them down. We're walking in Caleb Williams down for 6 picks. Chip, if you take fucking Caleb Williams, you don't need him. You have Lamar, you have Stroud. Don't ruin your own team just to hurt mine. That's how it goes when we snipe. When we snipe, we only hurt ourselves. What are we doing here? JP Berg, who's had a very clean draft so far, he's not dumb enough to take Caleb Williams. He's too smart. He's building a good team. He's picking up values, though. He does have Romo Dunze. So let's see. All right, he doesn't go. So we had that risk there of the Odunze drafter taking Caleb Williams. We're walking him down. We got 2 more picks. Keep walking him down. Jameson Williams goes. 1 more pick. Let's go. Come on, Caleb. Come right back into daddy's lap. Bring those pink nails. Sit on down. What is this, the fucking thing he's doing now? I don't know what that's supposed to be. Bring that over here. I'm going to palm that Caleb Williams. Come on, Cole. Tua at 99. All right. We get Caleb. We walked him down again. The strategy works. 1-2-6-0 here. Caleb, Zamir White, Jonathan Brooks. We're going to have to make it up a running back. Justin Jefferson, Devontae Adams, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Terry McLaurin, and Jordan Addison. So we're an extreme zero RB team right now. And no tight ends yet. So we got to get there at tight end too. But we got our man. We got him, guys. Oh, it's a bear paw? Okay, good. I didn't know that. Why is it a bear paw? He went to USC. Why is it a bear paw? Oh, because of the Bears. Stupid, though. What? Is that a thing the Bears actually do? I've never seen the Bears go up like this. If the whole crowd were doing this, I would love the Bears even more. I'd be fucking sick. That was stressful. Yeah, look, that's... I think that's really... Oh, Jaden at 103. Oh, you dildo. G temp. Ugh. This is tough, though. It's going to be tougher for me in rooms to get Caleb and Jaden together, which bums me out. You guys know I want Jaden even more than I wanted AR last year. If I'm being real with you guys, I think Jaden's in the money spot. I know I hit big on AR besides the injury stuff last year with that being my big dig in the heels. My heels are dug in more on Jaden. I think Jaden is undervalued publicly, picked apart publicly, so good analytically in a situation. Terry McLaurin, watch the Terry McLaurin highlights, him with bad QB play. He's also never had a good QB in his life. The best QB he's had for an extended period of time or any period of time is Jacoby Brissett. Now he's getting this guy who was the best EPA passer in history, who could also fucking run like a demon. So I need to recalibrate, though, because I'm not getting Caleb and Jaden together. Feels more Teen Wolf than Bear Claw. Caleb does have Teen Wolf style facial hair as well. But I mean, look, I don't hate the, you know, like you need a thing. So this is not a bear paw. This is a human hand. This is a human hand with arthritis, is what it is. It's not a bear paw. Appreciate the sentiment. Do I like Ty J Spears? I don't like him. I think that he and Tony Pollard are very similar bets. I like Marshawn Lloyd, who I'd say is a new Ty J Spears. But I think for Ty J, really the biggest thing is that I think he's getting 40% of that workload. He and Tony Pollard, very similar players. Pollard has a bigger contract money, though, so he's going to get probably the better, higher value work because you have to do that to show that you were a smart GM for signing this guy, and then he gets a bunch of touchdowns. So that's how that goes, but still would say that is happy to take Ty J. I think he's better at ADP. All right, big run on QBs here. Good running back pocket, though. All right, Jux Ice leaves us with Brian Robinson, which, again, he should not be behind Austin Eckler. That is bad drafting by people carrying priors on price tags, and you don't want to do that. We've got a couple picks here before we make another one, but we got Caleb, Zamir White, Jonathan Brooks, Brian Robinson Jr. So good RB room so far. You know, besides Zamir White at 76, does not feel good. Justin Jefferson, Devontae Adams, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Terry McLaurin, Jordan Addison. Only way this could have gotten better is Jaden falling to me, but then I wouldn't have Brian Robinson. So what are we going to do? That's right. Yeah, we definitely love to lock in on the price tags that happened before. And then especially after a guy had a god-awful year. And while playing, by the way, well, there were no other weapons left down the home stretch. He did not look good last year, and now he's being brought into an offense where the QB is going to run, take away checkdowns, and a power back is going to be better at the goal line, which Eckler really struggled with last year. So what is the win for Eckler, really? Just that he was good before. Don't think it's a good pick. C. Cole here, not to be confused with Jermaine. Chase Brown on the board. We did pass up Zach Moss earlier, so that could make sense. Really big discount on Dallas Goedert, so we could just make a little bet on Philly if we wanted. But I would like to ensure this RB room being beautiful and robust. And I'm going to get Chase Brown here. Think Zach Moss will be the goal line back at Cincinnati. Do not think there should be a 20-pick chasm between Chase Brown and Zach Moss. Chase Brown's got more juice. He was not good getting 25 touches a game. Actually, I think like 28 to 30 at Illinois. He wasn't good doing that. He's not, shouldn't be a back that gets that many touches, kind of like a Tony Pollard. But that said, he's going to give you 15 really efficient touches. He's going to be the guy that can break 50-yard touchdowns. Not that Zach Moss can't, because he did do it a little bit in Indianapolis. But Zach Moss is not the expectation. I think for Chase Brown, that's my expectation. He's track guy fast. He's what people wanted Sean Taylor to be last year. But he's going to have a role. No, we are not getting Jaden Daniels, so we are not stacking it up. Better get that Jaden jersey. Yeah, look, at some point maybe, but the day's on. Maybe one day it'll be a surprise in the stream that I have it. But I love Jaden, man. He's my boy. How would I make a bear paw with my hand? Like this. So you got like the fat part of the paw, and then you have the little claw parts picking up over that. So we're doing, but this is not as cool as like just going like this. I get it. But if we're gonna try to be accurate to a bear paw, it's more like this. Rawr! Rawr! It's also how I play with Luca with this toy dinosaurs he has. So you just go raw and then you bite. Now, you guys know how to play with kids. Bunch of Drakes out there. You'll know how to play with kids. But Eckler helped Corain win BBM 3. That's worth fifth round pick. That's true. Let's keep price locking it in. Let's never forget about it. We talk about the investment principles that, like, the best investors in the world get stuck on the idea that this hit before, it's going to hit again. This price was here. The price should be there. Even the best investors in the world, I can tell you, basketball drafters are not the best investors in the world. So, yeah, I think that is definitely the human psychology of play, as we've talked about. The only show, the only basketball show, I know Corain's writing about trees and shit on Legendary Upside. I'm the only show talking about investor fucking logic and psychology. So we bring principles here. Accuracy is underrated in the new normal. Okay, wow, that's Dave here spitting bars. But I agree. Cole Kmet? Why are you taking Cole Kmet? Ugh. Really thought that we could get a free Cole Kmet. Nobody wants Cole Kmet. Cole Kmet doesn't want Cole Kmet. All right, well, we won't have a tight end correlation here, which is a bummer. Need some more RBs. Well, we got to make the Blake Corum bet a little bit now that he's on the Rams. Jerome Ford, I do like more, but I got to get some Blake Corum, unfortunately. Hate that fucker got the nut landing spot. And if you're new to the stream, the reason I don't like Blake Corum is that he's not very talented, not very athletic, not very shifty. I mean, that's not fair. He had pretty good combine testing in some of the drills, the short, the cone drills, those kind of things. But, like, not shifty at all. But he can take enough work away. I think it's most likely that he takes 15 to 20% of the share away from Kyren Williams. But there's a shot that he gets more, and I just don't think that's how I want to play that. So we're going to take one for the team here. I'm not going to let the Texans guy get Dalton Schultz, and I need a tight end. So Dalton Schultz, 16 picks after ADP. Give me a share of Houston. Sorry, JP Berg, but your perfect team has to come to an end at this guy's bear paws. Rah! This guy took Cole Kmet from me. I take Dalton Schultz from you. What are you going to do about it, JP Berg? And honestly, this guy's got too good of a team. This guy's building a very good team in the one holes. So kudos to him. But no thank you. You're not getting fucking 17-pick discount Dalton Schultz when you're already building a very good team. The Warden's got to shut that down. He's not entitled to getting fucking free Dalton Schultz. You want Dalton Schultz, you take him at 121, buddy. I'm not here to help. I'm not here to make friends. Reality show Spags here. I'm not here to make friends, guys. I'm here to make money. All right, fun spot here for me. Love Marshawn Lloyd. I can't stop making that bet. Troy Franklin, we don't need, but yeah, hey, Troy Franklin opens up another potential receiver stack there, maybe. We're going to go Marshawn, though. I'm not stopping on Marshawn. Marshawn should be, I've said it a million fucking times, Marshawn should be priced in the 120s right now. He's got the best signal right now of any rookie in the NFL coming in. And that includes Jonathan Brooks, who I think wins that job in Carolina and, you know, might win it week one, but he's going to have it in week 17 no matter what. Marshawn Lloyd, though, all the signal, and he's got to beat out a guy whose juice was gone last year. And the contract for Josh Jacobs, once again, four-year deal on paper, one-year deal guaranteed practically. There's not a lot tying anybody to Josh Jacobs. Marshawn Lloyd could come in, have all the juice in the world, which he does have, shiftiest running back coming in at all the rookies. He is a guy that can win a role, and if nothing else, he's going to give me Tyjae Spears. He's going to give me some pass game work, some explosive plays. Love Lloyd. So with you on Lloyd. Thank you. We'll be proven right in the embers of time. I can't wait for all my victory laps. I see nothing that I've said so far in May and in April and March and February and January. I see not a single thing that's been wrong yet. See? And I think that's going to continue the rest of 2024. Guys, appreciate you all watching live. If you are new around here, make sure to hit that subscribe button, hit that like button. Of course, Splash Play now, that march to 4K subs, and we're crawling. I got to be honest, I'm playing to the base mostly right here, but your support means a lot here. Hit that like button, especially hit that subscribe button. All it does really helps YouTube show me to people like you, and that's the goal here. If you enjoy this show, I want people like you to be here, so please help a brother out. Ben fucking Cynic goes to, does this guy even have Jaden? Is this the Jaden guy? This guy doesn't have Jaden. Ah, man. That's not a good home. The Jaden Daniels drafter hasn't stacked up Jaden at all. Oh, man. Really a draft room, a tale of two sides of the board where this guy, JP Berg, doing a nice draft. The Josh Allen guy at one point was doing okay. At 41. Yeah, I feel like the Josh Allen guy is doing okay. Maybe not wowing me as much with this team. But we have good drafters, and then we have people just doing fucking shit, man. Unstacked players, not the move. The reason, by the way, you don't normally want an unstacked player, you can get away with it. But if that guy's going to create value for an outlier pass catcher, the last thing you want is to go into a best ball final with your QB, only to lose to your QB plus another receiver, let alone two receivers who go off. That's what you run into if you are going to the finals and you're taking players unstacked. So it's not just me wanting my guys. Obviously, I do want my guys. But it is for you guys out there, if you're just taking a player on stack, you're set, especially like a guy where the rest of the stack is cheap, you're just setting yourself up for failure. And I see that a lot in rooms. Big old dummies doing big old dummy stuff. It's my adult talk. 1561 here. Juck Sice soaking it up. I feel like the two guys around me, every time I do a draft, they always use the full clock. And I'm just stuck here like, all right, let's get it going. All right, thank God. I was really hoping he wasn't going to take Ray Davis. Ray Davis being my RB6 feels fan-fucking-tastic. Another guy is probably coming up 20 spots, I would say, once people get the news that he's going to be potentially the goal line back. He's too cheap right now. Another guy who should not be going behind, Kamani Fidel. Kamani Fidel overpriced for a guy who showed nothing at a dog shit school in college. But we have a 1661, a beautifully symmetrical 1661 right now. Caleb Williams, Zamir White, Jonathan Brooks, Brian Robinson Jr., Chase Brown, Marshawn Lloyd, Ray Davis. If I nailed these rookie takes right, I love this RB room. Wide receiver, Justin Jefferson, Devontae Adams, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Terry McLaurin, Jordan Addison. So we have the Chicago double. Got sniped on Jaden, so he will not be a part of the team. And then a near 20-pick discount on Dalton Schultz. I think the seam bangs. Seam bangs. It slaps. It does whatever vague hitting-related thing you want it to do. It punches. It kicks. It has five blades in one. It's a non-stick pan. Seam does it all. Is this splash play swag on my dome specs? No, this is the money hat. This is Amazon.com money hat merch. But no, this is my brand. My brand is wearing a dollar sign hat. I don't know why. I didn't wear it enough when I was at Stochastic and actually was a thing that people were like into. But now I just wear it every day because I think in content you want to look like a cartoon character. You want to like look the same every day. So people then identify you and know, you know, like fantasy flat guy wearing a blazer. I think that's the logic there. Who knows? All right. A 1661, no dire needs right now. I think we just take JJ McCarthy here and let's lock it down. Minnesota Chicago doubles. I, of course, a bigger believer in the rookie class than honestly anybody is. This is a pretty hyped rookie class. But really, everybody besides Drake May right now in that top tier, and I guess Penix as well. Think they all start. Think they're all good day one, or at least passable day one. I would say like a Bo Nix going to be more close to passable, just running a good offense, and he is giving you 20, 30 fantasy point days. JJ McCarthy, though, pretty mobile, and he is going to feed the shit out of Justin Jefferson on in routes over the middle of the field. He's going to have Addison open downfield, and McCarthy, not the most high volume deep ball thrower in college, but his numbers were not bad, and certainly think the talent there is going to help him out. At Michigan last year, JJ McCarthy overall, we talked about some of his stats before, but an 86% catchable ball rate, that's going to play with two star receivers, let alone just Jefferson. But then downfield balls, only threw them 13% of the time, still good for a 0.6 EPA downfield, which would be basically flat with Drake May. A little bit behind Jaden Daniels, I mean a lot behind Jaden Daniels, 1.6 EPA. So for what it's worth, JJ McCarthy about 1 point less good in terms of adding value via the expected points added metric. But still, Caleb, 1.3 EPA. Like, Caleb and Jaden are absolute outliers downfield. But that doesn't mean that J.J. McCarthy not viable. And he and Drake May, Bo Nix, those guys are all basically the same player downfield. So McCarthy getting the nut landing spot, being just good enough everywhere to get him at 172 when you have that bet on Jefferson, you have that bet on Addison. I don't know. Flock Trey Lance himself out of money last year. I did hear about that through social media, but you know, hey, it happens to the best of us. I don't know what would possibly make you have that take, but you know, look, I think that it's hard. It's hard to do this stuff. That's why not everybody should do it. But you know, I try to not be a hater. That's not true. I feel like being a hater is back in vogue. Like, I feel like all the, like in WWE, you got Drew McIntyre being a hater. Kendrick, I hate the way that you talk, the way that you walk, the way that you dress. Like, it's, I think being a hater is back. So maybe that should be, I should go back to that brand. Right, I've been Mr. Positivity here for a while. See, now I can go back to being a hater. But I do hate the way that he walks, the way that he talks, the way that he dresses. The way that he I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk, the way that you dress, the way that you draft. Hate the way that you talk about running backs. So you have Corum and Lloyd. Both of them can't turn out to be what? The draft happened. What? Anyway, I appreciate your... you've been doing a good job in chat. What? No. I don't know what you're... I don't know what you're asking here. You mean like handcuffing them with the other back? I don't have them handcuffed. No. I probably wouldn't draft them with Kyren and Josh Jacobs respectively. You could. But that kind of thing is more something for, I think, more of an ambiguous backfield is what you want to do, where it's like, hey, last year, Brian Robinson, Antonio Gibson, that didn't work out very well. But that's the one where you can make both plays. Miami with Raheem Mostert, Devon Achane, obviously that worked out pretty well. But for me, for the most part, I mostly just want to draft one running back from backfield and hope that they can win out in a major way. All right, 2661 here. I think what I'm going to do, I think the strategy is, and I like the strategy for tight end. We're just going to get tight ends who are part of high scoring offenses or offenses that I assume will be high scoring. So we have Dalton Schultz, Jonnu Smith, neither correlated with our QBs. We got sniped on Hockenson. I guess, you know, whatever. People took Hockenson. People took Cole Kmet. So we can't correlate a tight end. So let's just take tight ends that might luck into two touchdown days on days where Tyreek doesn't go off, on days where Diggs and Collins and whatever don't go off. Nico. It was my biggest disappointment last year. It was AR. I mean, AR was the biggest disappointment. Christian Watson would be the other one, which, you know, that's the toughest part for me is like my biggest disappointments last year. I guess the rookie, some of the rookie running backs I took too much of and they just didn't get there. Like Roshan. I think I had a lot of run bad last year, which I know is like a thing that people say to cope. But like, really, you look at it where I had AR, I got that right. He gets hurt after, you know, four to six weeks. Christian Watson get unlucky with the hamstring thing when he is out there and Jordan Love's and killing the team. He looks good enough. The rookie running backs, Kendre Miller, we've talked about. He just didn't get an opportunity because he was hurt when Kamara was suspended. Roshan was hurt when fucking what's his face went out, when Foreman came in and then filled in for Herbert. It's like he never got the shot. So I don't feel like there's anything I really felt bad about last year besides getting very unlucky, even relative to all the injuries that happened last year. I got very unlucky with some of those. 2662 here. We are now free to move about the cabin and take another receiver if we wanted. I mean, what makes this team sing? Honestly, I think Jatavion Sanders as a tight end three works as well. This is not fit the bet. This is not the same bet as Dalton Schultz and Jonnu Smith, where they're tight ends in a great offense. To me, Jatavion Sanders is a tight end on an ascendant offense. And as I've talked about here, I do think Carolina moving the right way. Dave Canales, I think, is going to change the game there, much like he did for Baker Mayfield, who is as mid could be. He saved that motherfucker's career. I think he's going to save Bryce Young's career. And Bryce, for what it's worth, some clips out there, him throwing a deep ball to Adam Thielen. I don't know. Bryce's balls were still small. his throws were still wobbly going downfield. Like he's not throwing gassers downfield, but he's just having the opportunity to get it downfield, having better receivers that aren't just Adam Thielen out there. I think it'll be good things for him. Bo Nix sucks dicks. That's hurtful. Don't agree with that. Just rolled up a Backwood Brothers. Let's go. Here we go. Study high. Take the test high, get high scores. I hope that's how that works for you, Sean, but glad to hear it. Always glad to be the official show of people rolling tobacco-based blunts. It's been the dream here really for a long time, but genuinely, like I say, that sounds sarcastic, but I mean that genuinely. What do I think happened to Damian Pierce? He's a bad fit for that offense, and he also can't pass block, and he also wasn't a good EPA rusher, even though he had good results because he got fed so much volume in year one. Volume guys get exposed. If they're not efficient and the things change over, in an ambiguous backfield where you have a new offensive coordinator, have a new, especially a new head coach and a new offensive coordinator, Damian Pierce didn't do what they needed him to do. He wasn't capable of doing it. So he's, to me, I think he's completely bust, though. Unless he gets traded, cut, maybe you luck box him going to Cowboys as like a first seventh rounder or something in July. Could happen, but that's not the bet I would make. I would just go, I would lay off him, because your more likely outcome is he's the RB3 behind Mixon and Juwan Jordan, or he's the RB2, but they like Jordan and want to get him in the mix. Juwan Jordan is a this regime pick. Damian Pierce, a previous regime pick. Anyone worried about the Bengals this year? Lost OC and Burrow coming off the wrist injury. I have some concerns about them. I'm not crazy about the Bengals overall. I think they're going the wrong way. I think that Callahan was a very good offensive coordinator. And I think, too, the Higgins thing has potential to be incredibly toxic for that team. And frankly, the other guy, Hendrickson on the defense, who's also looking for a deal, and they did the same thing to him. There are things with that team. I think they leveled out with Jake Browning enough that they weren't giving up. They weren't throwing them in the towel. But I have some concerns. You know, I'm not hard for the Bengals. I think that's a little bit of price lock, honestly, too. Like, and it's not because of Burrow's health or anything. I think Burrow is going to be fine. He had a ligament issue in his wrist. He's back out there. He's going to be fine. Already throwing this point of the year. All good there. But the Higgins part is like, that can really blow things up. Like having an unhappy player and players, too, on the team, they don't like seeing a guy who they like not get paid. And I think they like T. Higgins. So, and it's players on both sides of the ball, too. There's just a lot there that would worry me a little bit. All right, so we have a 2663 receiver at this point. We could add a Jalen Hyatt. That wouldn't feel the worst. I think a third QB would be more valuable for us. And frankly, Bryce Young ran a little bit next year. We have Jatavion Sanders, so we have a little bit of a bet there. Bryce Young, QB3, come on down, I think is going to be my pick. All right, so the final team here is a 3663, a symmetrical 3663 here, which I believe was the Fareed's winning BBM roster build last year. Caleb Williams, JJ McCarthy, Bryce Young at QB, Zamir White, Jonathan Brooks, Brian Robinson Jr., Chase Brown, Marshawn Lloyd, Ray Davis. I love this room. Zamir at 76 doesn't feel good, but the overall composition of the room for six running backs deep, I like. Justin Jefferson, Devontae Adams, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Terry McLaurin, Jordan Addison. So a Minnesota double, a Chicago double. We get tight ends from great offenses with Dalton Schultz and Jonnu Smith. And Jatavion Sanders correlates with Bryce Young. This, again, is not a team that I think is conventional by a lot of drafters out there. I think it's a beautiful fucking team. Like, I think this is me. This is me in a team right here. If I got Jaden, it would be better. But I think these kind of teams are the ones that really do speak to my soul a little bit more. What do I think of the team in the 104? You mean my team? I think they did a great job. Thank you for that. Sinnott or Henry? Hunter Henry? They're pretty comparable plays. I would go Sinnott because he's a little more exciting, but I think Hunter Henry is a pretty good play too. He's going to benefit from Brissett out there. May, he would benefit from as well. I think he wins no matter what. And shout out to guy D. Owens. D. Owens has been a regular for a while, but he's finally paying the freight. D. Owens, welcome to the family here. You've always been a contributor, and now I'm sure you can hit me up for your 10-team reviews, of course, on the Discord. And you too, people out there, can join this channel and hear me embarrass my ancestors in the stereotypical Italian accent by hitting that join button down below. $4.99 a month. You also get the Spags rankings, my personal rankings with blurbs for over 200 players, and all the data I look at as well. So please hit that join button, $4.99 a month. And if you are a member as well, make sure to sync your Discord to your YouTube, and you'll be good to go. All right, guys, we're going to cap it at one draft here. Just again, I don't want to blow my load too much, but new drafts every day here, Monday to Friday at 11 a.m. So please do subscribe down below. Please hit that like button. Please leave a comment. It helps me out a bunch here. And of course, I'm glad to hear from you too. If you are a new person in the mix, we have a lot of regulars, but there's been new people who've jumped in. Our guy Adam immediately added value. So if you have your takes, drop in the chat. Always happy to hear from you. Always happy to volley stuff back with you guys. So please subscribe, hit that like button, leave a comment. Underdog, promo code SPLASH on there. Last day for that full deposit matchup to $100. So check that out. Probably my sports betting app. Get half off of it right now at probably.com/subscribe. Another great way to support Spags Enterprises. the lucrative business that we're creating. But a great way to support me and what I'm doing content-wise is support Probably. So please check that out, probably.com/subscribe. Top of market sportsbook data, the sportsbook with $100,000 bettors, $50,000 bettors, the biggest bettors in the world. They have to have the best odds. So we use that data to price bets at legal U.S. sportsbooks, and it's working really well. Some really big hits yesterday in MLB, plus 350s, multiple plus 350s. So check that out. Stochastic, play MLB, play PGA. Don't do it without their tools or you're going to get your ass kicked. But they've been having guys winning in NBA and MLB. Like, it has been a hell of a run. And I think, you know, honestly, it goes because DFS interest, I could tell from you guys too, it wanes this time of year. So if you do want to play DFS, if you want to get some action in, I would say using stochastic tools would be a good idea right now, because it does seem, I wouldn't say it's free money, but, you know, it's a little bit softer than usual. Thank you to the Squirt Squad. Thank you to all these folks with that join button down below. We saw D. Owens join the tribe here, the Squirt Squad. You too can join and be a part of the credits here every video that I give my utmost thanks. And I bow to you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. That was not a voice. That was just me bowing and going, aw. So thank you. Please. Game responsibly. Bonk the horny people. Daffy Duck. See you guys tomorrow. Follow me at Chris Spags. Follow us at Splash Play Pod. Back then. Enjoy your days. Good luck. Bye.